Good morning. What is the proper time to count Sfiras Omer? So we mentioned that Sfiras Omer should be counted b'layla, and should be counted preferably b'tchilas alayla. Very specifically, the first night, we definitely want to do that, because this way we have the whole 49 days. The 7 weeks should be tmimos, sheva shabbosos tmimos. We want them to count from the beginning. So tchilas alayla, what does that mean? Does it mean say sekachavim, or does it mean banish moshes? So the answer is, since it's layla, we have to wait till say sekachavim to be able to know for sure that we're doing the mitzvah on the nighttime. Let's say a person did not wait till nighttime, and a person counted banish moshes. So banish moshes is a suffix, and since Sfiras Omer nowadays is derabanan. So at least in a b'di'evad, we could say Safa Drabbanan Nekula, and he was yotze with the sphere that he counted during Ben HaShemoshes. But the halacha says, let's say a person's in a minyan and they count Ben HaShemoshes. They're afraid that they wait till later on and people count on their own. People are going to forget. So they count Ben HaShemoshes. So they hold it's like a b'di'evad situation and they're allowed to count Ben HaShemoshes. But I know that I'm pretty reliable. And I'll be able to count later on. So a person can count right now and make it tonight. If I remember to count later on, I do not want to be Yotze now. Like we said yesterday, a person has to have kavanah to be Yotze. If he has negative intent, he's not Yotze. So a person will make this negative intent conditionally. If I remember to count later on, after Seisei Kochovim, so then I want to be Yotze later on and not now. And I have kavanah not to be Yotze now. If I forget to count later on, I want to be Yotze now. So you count now without a bracha. This way, in case he forgets, I think he was Yotze the mitzvah. But later on, he can count with a bracha, because once he remembers, retroactively, he is not Yotze with the earlier counting, which he did ben HaShemoshes. And now he has a mitzvah to do, and he does a bracha, says a bracha, and he counts after Seisei Kochovim. So that would be the preferred option if he's with a minyan, which is counting. What goes first? We said it should be Techilas Alaylo. So you have a minyan which davens by Seisei Kochovim. They wait till Seisei Kochovim to start davening. They daven Maariv. So should I count before Maariv or afterwards? So we have a rule: Toder Rishenu Toder, Toder Koidim. That which occurs on a regular basis gets precedence, so we daven Maariv before we count Sfira. However, if a person is afraid that they're planning to daven Maariv later on in the night, and they're afraid that they're going to forget, so if they're with the Tzibur, they're not going to forget, they'll count with the Tzibur. But he can't go to Minyan tonight for whatever reason. So he's going to daven later on. There's a mile of davening at the same time as the tzibur, and his minyan normally davens at 9:30 at night, let's say. So he's going to wait till 9:30 at night to daven Maariv. But he's afraid when he davens Maariv, he might forget to count Sfira, and he remembers right now. So there'd be a mile in that situation to count Sfira earlier, right after Seisei Kochovim. And then when he davens Maariv, he already counted already. The rule of Tadar, Rishenu Tadar, Tadar Kaidim. That's only when I have two mitzvahs to do in front of me, and I should give precedence to the Tadar. Right now, I'm not planning to daven Maariv, so there's no application of Tadar, Rishenu Tadar, Tadar Kaidim in that situation. And I can count now, but Tchilas Alayla, and not worry about the Maariv which I'm going to daven later on. A person did not count at nighttime, so a person can count by day. Now, so according to many shittas, at least b'di'evad, your yotze by counting by day. But since it's a machloikus, we do not make a bracha when we count by day. What about counting the subsequent nights with a bracha? So a person counted days 1 through 8 appropriately at nighttime, and day 9 he forgot to count at nighttime, and he remembered the next day. So from day 10 and onwards, can he count with a bracha? So the answer is yes. So why is that? Why are you allowed to count with a bracha? So we apply the concept of sveik sveika. First of all, there's a machlokes. If each night is an independent mitzvah, so the fact that I missed the night doesn't take away my mitzvah to count the following night. So if a person forgot on day nine, even if he forgot totally, both by night and by day, not to count number nine, he can count number 10, because each day is independent of the other. And even if you tell me that that's not true, it's all one mitzvah. But he counted by day, which again, according to some opinions, is sufficient. So he has a sveik sveika to allow him to make a bracha on the subsequent nights. Do you make a bracha based on a sveik sveika? So interestingly enough, the Mishabura says over here by Sirius Omer, the answer is yes. But the question is, the Mishabura in Hilchos Brachos says you don't make a bracha in a case of Safek, because Safek bracha is lahakel, and even a sveik sveika you don't make a bracha because of Safek bracha is lahakel. So how do we answer this steer in the Mishabura? So the simplest way to answer the question is that really the Ikur Psak is that each night is separate. It's its own separate mitzvah. That one opinion which says that all of the nights are one that all of the days are really one mitzvah, and if you miss one day you cannot count afterwards with a bracha, is really an is a shita's yachid. We're machmer l'chadchila for that shita. But in a case where it comes down to you're going to lose the bracha totally, as long as you have a sveik sveika, since the Ikur Psak is really that you could make a bracha, it's not just a real bona fide two sveikas. The Ikur Psak is really you could make a bracha. I were machmer for that, we'll say the second suffix takes away the issue and allows us to make the bracha in that situation. So therefore the subsequent nights a person is able to say the count with a bracha. Have a good day. Have a good night.